MSO New Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. Powered by Taparo Capital Management. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by baseball insider Andy Carboni. Hey, Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Andy, let's begin with what happened with the Red Sox last night.
Well, at Tropicana Field, Red Sox made it 4 wins in a row. They beat the Rays 8-4, completing the first series sweep in St. Petersburg since 2019 for the local 9. Welly Abreu hit a 2-run home run, barring Bayo. Allowed 3 runs over 6 innings, struck out 6 for his 5th win of the year. Sox are off today. They return to action tomorrow at Fenway for a brief 3-game homestand against the Milwaukee Brewers before heading on the road to face the Baltimore Orioles. With the win last night, Sox find themselves 2 games over 500 at 26-24, 3rd place in the AL East, 7.5 games behind the dreaded 1st place Yankees.
Right. Andy, it's not even June. Red Sox in 3rd place. They've got a winning record. Pretty bright outlook here, right, for the summer, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you this, Bill. At the same time last year, the Red Sox were 2 games over 500 and in 3rd place in the AL East. Some things just may not change because things could go drastically wrong the rest of the season. The Sox end up in last place once again, but hopefully that's not going to happen.
Man, you were so prepared for that, Andy. That was not even a setup. Oh, my gosh. What a response. You knocked it out of the ballpark. You're practically Rafael Devers. All right, now let's begin with telling us what happened here in the last 7 days or so.
Well, since we last spoke last Thursday, the Rays beat the Red Sox at Fenway 7-5 in the final game of a 7-game homestand. Rafael Devers started his home run streak. Jaron Duran had a home run in that game as well. Then over the weekend, the Sox headed to St. Louis. They lost the Cardinals 10-6 on Friday. Brian Bayo gave up 5 runs on 7 hits and 4 2/3 innings. He gave up 3 home runs. Connor Wong had 4 hits in that game, and Rafael Devers hit a home run. Saturday, Cardinals beat the Red Sox 7-2 as the Cardinals scored 5 runs in the bottom of the 8th off Sox reliever Justin Slayton. And guess what? Rafael Devers hit a home run. Sunday, Red Sox rolled over the Cardinals 11-3. Devers homered in his 5th consecutive game, tying a franchise record held by Bobby Dalbec, Jose Canseco, George Scott, Dick Stewart, Jimmy Fox, and Ted Williams. But then that record was broken on Monday. As the Sox headed to St. Petersburg to play the Rays, Sox shut them out 5-0, and Devers set that team record by hitting a home run in his 6th straight game. Tanner Houck, tossing 7 shutout innings, struck out 5 for his 4th win of the year on Tuesday night. Red Sox beat the Rays 5-2, Jaron Duran and Reese McGuire. They went deep for the local 9.
What else can you share with us, Andy, on this series sweep of the Rays in Florida? What happened? I mean, it sounds like the hitting's picked up a bit and pitching's still decent.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. The hitting did pick it up a notch. Obviously, Rafael Devers white hot at this point, and the pitching has remained pretty strong for the first half of the season. They took care of business, and as I mentioned earlier, the first time the Sox have swept a series down at Tropicana Field since 2019, so things are looking bright for the Red Sox as they head home to face the Brewers this weekend. But the schedule for the Sox is not going to be an easy one going forward. Of course, you have the first-place Brewers coming in the National League Central. Then they'll head off to face the Orioles, who are in second place. So the next 6 games will be tough ones for the Sox, and then they'll be back home the following weekend to play the Detroit Tigers.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball news and notes, if you will. Andy, what can you share with us from news from around the major leagues?
Well, one other note from the Red Sox we'll mention before getting into the overall Major League Baseball news. Pitcher Garrett Whitlock, he's been shut down indefinitely. Elbow soreness likely will require surgery, so most likely we will not see Whitlock back on the mound for the Sox in 2024. Former Red Sox shortstop and current Padres second baseman Xander Bogaerts was helped off the field on Monday after injuring his shoulder while diving for a ball in the first game of a doubleheader against the Braves in Atlanta. Test did come back negative on his left shoulder, which was the best-case scenario. Bogaerts hitting just .220 this year with 4 home runs, 14 RBIs. He has still been nursing that shoulder throughout the week, so see how that progresses. And a feel-good story for everybody this morning, a high school student from New Jersey who lives in the same neighborhood as Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper went to his house and knocked on his door. When Harper answered, he asked if he would help him deliver a promposal to his girlfriend. So Harper said, "Let's go." They walked over to her house. The girl said yes. Unfortunately, Harper won't be able to attend the prom as a special guest, as the Phillies will be in Baltimore on June 14th.
Wow. Well, that's a feel-good story. It is, really, huh?
Yeah, imagine just going to knock on Bryce Harper's door and he answers it. How about that? No big gate, no dogs barking at you or anything. Just head over to the door and knock on. Out comes Bryce Harper. He'll take a stroll down the street with you.
Now, if the girl's not a baseball fan, maybe she who's Bryce Harper? You know, I have no idea who this guy is. Who are you bringing over here to, you know, whatever?
Well, she certainly did. I saw the video of it, and she was more focused on Bryce Harper than actually the promposal itself. She wasn't even looking at the boyfriend when he asked her.
Oh, man. Well, that is a great story. All right. Hey, let me just ask you this to wrap up here. As you look around Major League Baseball in the standings, I think I kind of asked you a similar question like this a week or two ago, but what strikes you as far as looking at the top of the standings, looking at the bottom of the standings in the different divisions here in 2024?
Well, I think the Yankees, after the hot start that they've been on, they're just rolling right through. Teams this year, they have the obviously the best record in the American League at 34-17. They trail the Phillies by just two games for the best overall record in Major League Baseball. Feel-good story, I guess, for the Cleveland Guardians as they're in first place after Terry Francona retired last year. Some expected the drop-off in the Guardians' play, but they've been playing well. The Kansas City Royals have been a bright spot so far this year. They're just a game and a half behind the Guardians in the AL Central. Kind of surprising in the AL West as the Mariners are in first place as we approach the Memorial Day weekend. The Houston Astros, who have seemed to have won the division the last dozen years or so, it seems, they've been struggling a bit. They're in third place, but they've been picking things up a bit as they're 7-3 in their last 10 games. And heading over to the National League, the Phillies, that isn't much of a surprise as they're a six-game lead over the Braves, who are thought to be the AL East early prediction champions for that division, so they're off to a good start. Former Red Sox general manager Dave Dombrowski doing his magic over in Philly at this point. And heading over the NL Central, as I mentioned, the Brewers coming to town this weekend to play the Red Sox. They're in first place by a game and a half over the Cubs. Metro West, who am I doing a traffic report? No, it's the NL West, where the Los Angeles Dodgers, no surprise here, they have a commanding seven-game lead over the Padres at this point. So let me look at some teams that are a little disappointing. A lot of people thought the Cincinnati Reds would be fighting for the NL Central title this year, and they find themselves in last place at this point. Nine games under 500, and eight games out of first place at this point. And many people didn't see the Chicago White Sox being as bad as they have been this year. Not saying that they were predicted to win the AL Central, but they are 20 games under 500, just 15 wins on the year. They're already 18 games out of first place.
Well, with those red-hot Yankees, Andy, we should just focus on the wild card for this year. That's what I'm thinking, right?
Yeah. I think we should focus on not finishing in last place, but if you want to give them a wild card, we'll go for that as well.
All right, Andy, great. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni. And, Andy, we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
All right, this is MSONewsSports.com. Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.